Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Looking again today at John's Gospel, still in chapter 16, looking at the Last Supper discourse, Jesus' intimate words with the apostles. Now, he's just about to go into chapter 15 with his famous high priestly prayer. I think we'll get through a good part of 16 today and maybe take up chapter 17 tomorrow. But we've learned so much through these sections of how Jesus looks at his own mission, how he understands the love of the Father. He informs the apostles, the disciples, what their mission is about, the resistance they're going to receive, the strength Jesus is giving in the Holy Spirit, and then some beautiful, really important details about the mission of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the programs, I'd really strongly encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to them there. Also, easiest way to get at it is just download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app, and you can access the programs whenever it's convenient for you. So we're at verse 14. He's talking still about the Holy Spirit. And he said, the Holy Spirit, or he will glorify me. Another dimension of what the Holy Spirit's mission is about. He said, the first thing the Holy Spirit does is to reveal to every human heart the glory and majesty of Jesus, to make it possible for people to be converted to Christ with their whole life and to be able to confess that Jesus is Lord. Remember the words of St. Paul. No one can say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. Of course, any human being can articulate those words, but what he's talking about is a full confession and experiential knowledge and conviction that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. All power in heaven and earth belong to him, that he's the only Savior of the world, that he, on the last day, will be judge of the living and the dead. So that's what the Holy Spirit comes to do first. And then Jesus tells us other things. He'll lead us to all truth. He will convict the world, we said last week, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He'll convict the world on those things. He's the Spirit of truth that will lead us to all truth, he said as well. And now he's saying, he will glorify me. The Holy Spirit loves to glorify Jesus. That's why he will anoint preaching sometimes that really seeks to glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit will really help. The Holy Spirit touches human hearts when the preacher, the community, really does exalt Jesus and communicate the truth about his lordship and his majesty and his entire uniqueness. The Holy Spirit loves that. And one of the ways he glorifies Jesus is that when the word is preached about Jesus, remember Jesus told the apostles, you're my witnesses. Their mission isn't to go out into the world to share their own philosophy, to go out into the world to make people feel good. Their mission is to witness to the point of being, the same word as martyr, being willing to die in their true confession about what they know about Jesus to be true. And fundamentally, it gets revealed that in the phrase that St. Paul talked about, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, right? And so the Holy Spirit loves to glorify Jesus, and he glorifies Jesus by opening human hearts. He glorifies Jesus by working through signs and wonders that Jesus steps into. And it's the same thing that will happen with the apostles. It's happened in the saints. It's meant to happen in the whole church in different ways, is that the Holy Spirit wants to confirm the preaching about Jesus. Now, if it's lukewarm preaching and teaching, if it's compromised teaching, if it's accommodation to the world, if it refuses to really proclaim Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit won't block it. It'll just be flat. It'll be flat. And that's one of the reasons why the preaching of the church in many places doesn't really produce much fruit. It doesn't lead to conviction, to conversion. It doesn't lead to transformation of the heart, because people want to talk about something other than what the Holy Spirit wants to talk about. He will glorify me. He'll take what is mine and he'll declare it to you. Isn't that beautiful? We don't come into the knowledge of Christ. We don't learn Christ without the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, our teacher. He brings us the truth. He confirms it in our hearts. And this is why having a relationship with the Holy Spirit is real and it's important. When we talk about having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you remember the Holy Spirit is a person. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us as in a temple. And the Spirit of God wants us to learn His voice. This is another thing St. Patrick said so beautifully in his own writing about his experience of discipleship and being an apostle, the apostle to Ireland. He said he learned how to do what he was doing, how to speak the way he was supposed to speak, and how to build what Jesus was leading him to build. He said, I learned it through experience of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit taught him directly many, many things. And as St. Patrick made clear, he said he really needed that. He said he didn't have a lot of education. He wasn't a polished theologian or a fully instructed leader going out into a totally pagan mission field. He suffered a lot. The Holy Spirit helped him. He said the Holy Spirit worked through him with signs and wonders. The Holy Spirit anointed his preaching, he said. And he said it wasn't so easy for him at the beginning. He said he even resisted a little bit, yielding to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. But he learned the voice of the Spirit. He could tell when the Spirit was moving him. And what he did more and more throughout his life is he cooperated with the way the Spirit was leading him to all truth and anointing his words and his preaching and his ministry, his actions, leading many multitudes of people to conversion, to baptism. I mean, his whole story is just breathtaking, what the Lord did through him. And the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus when the Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Jesus and he declares it to us. And Jesus goes on to say, all that the Father has is mine. So here's a picture of how Jesus looks at the relationship we have with him and the church has with him, in particular, the body of Christ. And Jesus is saying, everything that the Father has, he's given to me. And what the Father has given to me, I declare to you. I declare to you the truth about who the Father is. I declare to you the truth about the relationship between the Father and the Son. And I give it to you. I reveal to you the meaning of life. I reveal to you the battle that's going on in the world. I reveal to you the salvation that comes from the Father. I reveal to you the Father's plan that you become a child of God, that you walk in His destiny, that you're headed for eternal life, and what your mission is in the world. So Jesus said, all of this I reveal to you. And as the Spirit shows you and then gives you conviction in your heart that, yes, this is my call. This is who I am. I receive who Jesus said. That's the help of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, when that happens, the Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus. And then we glorify Jesus by walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus, and doing what he calls us to do. And there were times in my life early on when I was getting promptings and thinking the Lord was calling me to some kind of full-time work and ministry. I started responding to that by going to a seminary, Catholic seminary, and discerned about maybe God's calling me to be a priest, and I wanted to be wide open. I said, Lord, whatever you want, that's what I want. Help me. And that was a good experience in my life of getting some help spiritually, growing in prayer, getting good teaching. But over time, through the help and the guidance of people who were there, it was clear that at a certain point, I wasn't called to the priesthood. Okay, so I thought, well, that must mean that for my life, the call to what I thought was going to be in some way a full life of preaching and teaching is over. Well, then the Lord directed me to meet some men who were involved in a brotherhood, an ecumenical brotherhood here in Ann Arbor. I moved from Minnesota to the household of men living single for the Lord, sharing life in common, sleeping on the floor, eating simple foods, but reaching out and doing evangelization to people around the campus at the University of Michigan and other places around the world. And so I went there thinking, that's what I'm going to do. And so I loved it. I had 2 or 3 years there, and the Lord did a lot to help me and train me and purified more stuff out of my life that needed to be purified and to grow in Him. But at the end of that time, going through the Ignatian exercises, it was clear I was not called to a celibate life. And then I thought, well, for sure now, because I'm going to move toward marriage, I'm going to, you know, hopefully meet a beautiful woman, a wonderful woman of God, and we can have a life together, raise kids. But I need to just do what most people do, just get a job in the world and had opportunities and plans. I was thinking about pursuing those. But the Lord kept the door open. I didn't think it was possible to do what I felt in my heart he was actually calling me to do full time and raise a family at the same time. Well, that was when I was in my 20s, and now I'm 62 and raised four kids and have seven grandkids in a place where I'm fully engaged in the mission that I just sensed even then the Holy Spirit saying to me, don't be afraid. Yes, what you're sensing, what you're experiencing in the work that you're doing, the confirmation you're getting from people about the particular gifts and call the Lord's given to you, I will make a way for you. And so it took trust. And at times I kind of wanted to give up at the beginning because I thought maybe I'm just making this up and there's not enough here and I'm not going to be able to do it. And I don't want to fail. I don't want to disappoint my wife or my children. I want to be able to live in a way that allowed them to have a normal life and stuff. So I was young and at times I was very bold, but other times I was fearful. I was up and down, but the Holy Spirit helped me a lot. And so what Jesus is saying here really resonates because I did experience the Lord saying what he gave to us, the Holy Spirit, you know, makes present in us. The Holy Spirit helps us understand and he'll show us what to do, what to say, how to move forward in our lives, every single one of us. And so there's a lot to the whole discernment of God's will I don't want to necessarily get into today, but I just wanted to say that the Holy Spirit was key in my own journey, and it parallels what is being said here. And of course, the Lord's also talking about, on a larger level, the magisterium of the church. You know, the truth that's guarded, the faith, is guarded by the bishops in union with the Pope. Jesus saying the gates of hell will never prevail. There's a promise there. He didn't say that just to Peter Herbeck. It's to the church. It's to those he put in positions of authority. But at the same time, he wants to lead us to the truth. It may come to us. I mean, the church gives to us so much of the truth. It helps us see and understand who Jesus is. But then the particular response, the particular calling, is each one of us being able to live in a relationship with the Holy Spirit that's real, that's personal, that's experiential, like St. Patrick and others. I don't mean to say it's a constant experience of or a feeling or something that lasts all the time, because it's not. Feelings come and go, but we can learn to be in a conversation. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice. We hear it through the authority of the church. We hear it through the authority of the scripture. But we also hear it through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit at work in us that really is consistent with what he's teaching through the church and teaching through scripture and other means. So it's an important thing for us to be able to say, and that teaching that the apostles are receiving here is also for us. Jesus then said, in a little while you won't see me, and then in a little while you will see me. So he's talking about what's about to come, what's about to happen within just the next few days is Jesus' crucifixion and death. And he said, for a time, you're going to lament, you're going to weep, you're going to mourn, but the world's going to rejoice. He said, they're going to rejoice because Jesus was crucified, the world. But then Jesus would rise again. And he said, you will then have a joy which will never be taken away from you, ever. Friends, that's what we've been baptized into. That's who we are. The world constantly and the enemy constantly tries to substitute what's the joy of our heart or to take it away and to deny it. Moments like we're in right now, the shaking that's going on in the culture, the stress that's in the nations, the fear and the rage and the polarization that's present in the culture. What the devil wants us to do is get caught up in that tornado, that storm of activity, and conform to it and lose our peace, lose our joy. No, we can live even in the midst of these trials and make our contribution the way Christ wants us to, but to do it in joy. He said, rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.